Yesterday was Election Day in Wisconsin, Paul Ryan's home state, and it was a big election. Wisconsinites were voting on whether to oust their current governor. But Ryan wasn't in Wisconsin. Instead, he was in Raleigh, campaigning for Mitt Romney.
Hey, Paul, nice to meet you.
It's a huge sign of just how important North Carolina will be this November. Ryan is known as the architect of the GOP budget, a budget that Mitt Romney recently endorsed. And so, what better campaign tactic than to host an economic roundtable?
You know, if we stick with the status quo, we're going to have a European-like debt crisis.
Ryan spoke to a group of small business owners over biscuits at Big Ed City Market.
So we really think we're on the cusp of doing something great in this country and getting us back on growth if we can get this thing turned around. So we just, North Carolina, Wisconsin, and about 10 other states, we got to produce.
Dennis Berwin is a small business owner in Raleigh, and he likes what he heard.
Representative Ryan, he gets it. He really does. He understands how the economy works, and he knows that it's not government stimulus that solves problems. It's individual business owners.
But the North Carolina Democratic Party disagrees with Ryan. A few blocks away, they held a press conference to retaliate. Wake County Democratic Chair Dan Blue III says GOP economic ideas are a blast from the past.
Wake County and North Carolina know better than that. We know that the answer to our problems, the direction that we need to take in the future, is not to retread those same policies that brought us to the worst recession since the Great Depression.
The debate continues today when Vice President Joe Biden visits Winston-Salem to tout President Obama's record on job creation. Asma Khalid, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.